Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Hebrews 10:19 through 25 is a powerful passage of Scripture. The main point begins with a reminder of the significance of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that through Christ, those who believe and abide have unprecedented access to the Father, that the formality of the temple veil was torn by Christ, and that we now have an audience with the Lord and we can approach Him with confidence. But context is important because the passage goes on to say that believers should draw near with sincerity of heart and in faithful assurance. Having a sincere heart means that our boldness to approach the Father through Christ is done so according to His word and His will. This is an often missed aspect of our modernized, selfish version of Christianity. The whole point of access to the Father is not so that we can get things or that we can now have a genie in our back pocket. The point is that it restores our communion with the Lord. From the Garden of Eden to Christ's teaching and onto the meta-narrative of the entire New Testament, the goal all along is that God is a personal, relatable, and transcendent creator who desires relationship. This develops further in our Hebrews 10 passage as the writer instructs the church to be bold in their confession of Christ so that it motivates one another to live Christ-centered lives. The final verse in our passage gives the prescription for how we are to interact as biblical Christians. Verse 25 instructs us to do life together. That encouragement is essential for the church in that it is intended to be face-to-face, interacting, enjoying, laughing, encouraging, challenging each other to abide in Christ. There's even an admonishment for those who have not gathered together. And notice, there's no caveat for doing it different. It isn't contextual or only for that time. Hebrews 10 is making a biblical directive to the church that godly living is only nurtured through relationships. God cares about relationships. And finally, I noticed another crucial point that I've often seen overlooked in this passage. Verse 25 says that as we sense Christ's return drawing near, and as we sense the pressure of the times, we should gather even more. Interesting that almost every Christian today senses a biblical crescendo at some level, yet it seems we're more willing than ever to do internet church or who knows the future, I'm sure some sort of AI church, God forbid. But God loves and even requires that believers live face to face in community. Don't isolate, abide in community, for your walk with Christ is incomplete without engaging in that biblical community.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.